Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, February 5th, 2024. I'm Tom Merritt. Amazon struck a deal with UK publisher Reach over first-party cookies. Reach is the UK's biggest publisher, handling brands like Mirror and The Star, among 130 others. Amazon's deal will be to place ads based on Reach's own contextual first-party data, so data that Reach knows about its customers without having to use third-party cookies, which are being deprecated by Google Chrome. So rather than share info with Amazon, Amazon will tell Reach to run ads for users who like certain kinds of stories, and Reach will then use its own data to place the ads. A tool called Mantis, which is used to make sure brands don't get placed next to controversial or harmful material, like war coverage, for example, will be used to determine the context of where the ads will be placed. Snap Incorporated announced it will lay off 10% of its staff. That's about 500 people. A spokesperson told CNBC, "We are reorganizing our team to reduce hierarchy and promote in-person collaboration. We are focused on supporting our departing team members." If you know Yandex, you probably know it as the maker of Russia's most popular search engine, and in Google-like fashion, also Russia's most popular provider of maps, advertising, other related products. The company, however, is owned, on paper, by a Dutch-based holding company called Yandex NV. However, if regulators approve, Yandex NV is going to sell almost all its businesses to a consortium of Russian investors. Those investors will get the rights to the name Yandex, and the Dutch holding company will change its name and then continue to developing its non-Russian businesses. Microsoft-owned Bethesda previewed a game called Indiana Jones and the Great Circle last month and announced it's coming to Xbox and PC, and a source told The Verge that Bethesda is considering launching it on the Sony PS5 as well, albeit a couple of months later than it launches on Xbox and PC. And this is not the only Microsoft title to consider going cross-platform. Xbox Era's sources say Starfield will come to the PS5 following an expansion release on Xbox and PC, and The Verge's own sources indicate Hi-Fi Rush will be coming to non-Xbox platforms in the next few weeks. These appear to be a part of a debate inside Microsoft over what titles to bring to non-Microsoft platforms, but it does appear that some amount of games will make the cross-platform jump. Huawei made big gains in smartphone sales in China in Q4, and Counterpoint Research says looks like Huawei regained the top spot in China in the first 2 weeks in January. There's still a lot of Q1 left to go, but it's good news for Huawei and knocks Apple temporarily out of the top spot. Counterpoint says Chinese users are moving to Huawei as it comes back to the market, and in general are choosing foldable phones like the brand new Honor Magic V2, something Apple doesn't offer. One obstacle to Huawei's continued smartphone rebound is that domestic demand for its AI chips means that it has had to slow some smartphone production. The independent oversight board that hears appeals on Facebook's moderation decisions let stand a Facebook decision that a manipulated image of the president can remain up. However, the board did recommend changes to that manipulated media policy. So basically said this doesn't violate the policy, but you might want to change the policy. Current policy only applies to edits made with AI that are likely to mislead. And the board ruled that the edits were pretty obvious, unlikely to mislead the viewer that this was real, and they weren't made with an AI tool anyway, so therefore didn't violate the policy. But the board criticized the policy for being, quote, inappropriately focused on how content has been created rather than on which specific harms it aims to prevent. It recommended that the policy apply to non-AI edits and that it apply to edits that show someone doing something they did not do, even if it's clear that this is not a real image. And it recommended in those cases maybe labeling rather than removing some of the manipulated images. The Financial Times notes that many big tech companies, including Microsoft, Google, Meta, and Amazon, increased how their profits look on paper by changing how they account for the life of the servers. Now, that's a little bit financially wonky, but companies account for equipment purchases over the estimated life of the equipment as depreciation. The longer equipment lasts, the less it costs each quarter, and so longer-lived servers mean reduced depreciation costs. Finally, the latest preview of Windows Server 2025 includes an option for the sudo command, the Linux-like sudo command, or sudo. This setting doesn't yet work in the command line. And yes, you can use something called UAC to do what sudo does, but in some cases, like bcdedit, you need to be an admin to do that. So sudo would help in those cases. Sudo will help in those cases. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.